Oh, Vargas got in front of Baird. Vargas with a shot. It's into the net. Queen's Park Rangers have the lead. Eduardo Vargas from 25 yards got the better of Chris Baird and then fizzed a shot beyond Myhill's right hand and into the net. Albion 0, QPR 1. Phillips to take the corner from the far side of the field. It's going to be an outswinger. There's a pocket of black and red striped shirts waiting to attack this. It's Crenshaw with a header and diverted in by Austin. There's no offside. And Charlie Austin, who scored a hat-trick to turn things round at Loftus Road earlier on in the season against the Baggies, has his 16th of the campaign now. And it's Albion 0, QPR 2. Phillips down the right-hand side for Zamora, trying to get goal side. And Lescott, Zamora, oh, what a brilliant goal. You have to say, that's one out of the top draw from Bobby Zamora. With 3 minutes to go before half-time, Queen's Park Rangers are leading by 3-0. There seemed no danger at all when the ball was played forward with Zamora on the chase with Jolyon Lescott. But then Zamora with a terrific right-footed lob over Myhill's head and it sailed in at the far post. It's unbelievable, but it's Albion 0, Queen's Park Rangers 3. Here comes Brunt near the halfway line, trying to put Berahino in behind Isla. He's got it. His first touch took him a bit wide, though. Isla got the challenge and it was a clumsy one. Berahino plays on. In comes his cross now, and the header in from Anichovic. The half-time substitute scores, and maybe, just maybe, there is life in West Bromwich Albion here. Anichovic immediately says to the fans, come on, get behind us. He scores off the bench, Big Vic, and it's Albion 1, QPR 3. Crenshaw finds Matt Phillips. It's 2-on-1 in QPR's favour if Phillips can square it for Charlie Austin. Austin to chest it down. There's no offside. Albion are getting defenders back. It's still Austin tussling with possession. Barton comes through to claim it. Barton lashes home the fourth Queen's Park Rangers goal deep in added time. And this has turned into a catastrophic day for Tony Pulis and West Bromwich Albion. The team with the worst away record in the country has scored four times at the Hawthorns. It's Albion 1, Queen's Park Rangers 4.
Tony, what about the defending then from West Brom?
No, it was a poor day for us all round. You know, I think first half we were very, very flat. And before they score their goal, Brownie's had a great chance to put us one up and misses that, and they go straight down the end. And, you know, obviously the defending from a long ball down the middle isn't good enough. But Vargas takes it well. He strikes the ball ever so well. It's a great, great finish. The second goal was a set play. And the third goal, you know, it was a great, great finish from Bobby Zamora. You know, great finish. The fourth goal shouldn't stand. That's a free kick. You know, Austin's taken Gareth's legs from him. And the referee's only 5 yards away. So we're really disappointed with the fourth one, that the referee's given a fourth one. But it's their day, it's not our day.
I was going to say, you wouldn't expect the QPR to be 3-0 up at half-time, having one win away from home this season.
No, like I say, it's been their day. And what we've got to do is make sure that we understand and recognise, irrespective of what the media say and social networks, you know, this job isn't finished yet.
You have warned, haven't you, in the last few weeks that relegation is not in the past. You have warned it's still there.
Well, there's so many points to still play for. And we've got such a tough running as well, that we need to get points. And but you can't hold it, you know, it's happened. Now we have to move on and make sure we're ready for a team that's, you know, just won today, which is Leicester.
Did you sit there in the second half and think, if only I'd have started with Anichovic instead of Sessegnon?
No, not at all. No, Anichovic hasn't been fit. You know, he hasn't been fit. He hasn't been, fit for many games since I've come into the football club. So, you know, to get him on second half was, you know, we played through the pitch a lot quicker second half and got more opportunities and more chances. You know, we powder puffed our way up and around the pitch in the first half and really invited QPR onto us.
Chris Ramsey admitted 4-1 wasn't an accurate reflection of the scoreline. It could have gone 3-2. I mean, Sadio Berahino's had a great chance right in front of Rob Green. Brown and Dyes had two or three good opportunities.
Yeah, I'm disappointed with the fourth goal, like I say, because I think the referee is there. He stood there and again, it's a decision that disappoints me, you know, and I mean really, really disappoints me.
Finally from me, I know you're on, you just said the job isn't done yet, despite what people like me might say or people on social media, but with 33 points, you would be disappointed to be still involved in a relegation battle at that point. Do you not think you're almost there?
No, not at all. My job is to get over the line. We're not over the line. And then, you know, you can ask me that question when we're over the line.